This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, communities across North Yorkshire are preparing to take over their local libraries. Volunteers have come forward to help keep services going after cuts in government funding. We've been finding out more from library team leader Jill Fellerman and two of those volunteers.
Most of the changes will be taking place from the 1st of April this year. These changes are having to come about as a result of government cuts to funding, and the overall library's budget is being reduced from, in 2010 it was 7.8 million, and by 2017-18 it will be reduced to 4.3 million. So obviously you can understand that's meaning major changes are having to take place. So from it, the 1st of April, all libraries are going to be having volunteers working in them to help keep the services running at current levels. There's going to be different levels of libraries. There will be a core library for each district, and for Harrogate District, that will be the main library in Harrogate Town Centre. And the core library will keep that's 60% of the current staffing levels, but we'll also require volunteers to make up that other 40% to maintain the current service. There already are a number of community-run libraries around the county, including some already in Harrogate District, but a number of other libraries will also become community-run, which means they will be completely volunteer-run with support from North Yorkshire staff support. In this district, there's Starbeck. Boroughbridge is also one, and they have gone early. They've just recently become a community library. And then in between those, we've got a new model of library structure, and that's the hybrid libraries. And those, they're not so evenly spread across the county, because we actually have two in Harrogate District, and there are five of them across the county as a whole. But they're libraries in the bigger centres of population with higher levels of use. They will have 40% of their current staffing levels, but they will also require volunteers to help maintain the service. And what's happening with those libraries is that management groups have been set up. We have representatives here today from Ripon and Knaresborough, and those management groups are working with us in North Yorkshire to recruit and help manage the volunteers that will be helping to run the libraries from the 1st of April. And there's a lot of work going on at the moment with recruiting and training these volunteers ready for the changes.
Fantastic. Yes, we have Roy and Gareth here representing, as we say, Ripon and Knaresborough libraries. How did you get involved in running them or helping to run them?
Right. It was probably, in my case, Knaresborough Library was appealing for volunteers around about a year or so ago, and along with a number of others I went in and to find out more, and ended up helping to form the steering group, which now is putting together plans for April the 1st, and we've been recruiting ever since, but it's particularly beginning to come to a head now as we get closer to April the 1st. And we're getting a very good response, I must say, from the people in the Knaresborough area. So, we're very pleased with how things are going so far, but we still want more.
From your point of view, why was it so important for you to get involved in taking over the running of the library?
Well, from my point of view, I just hoped and felt I'd possibly got something to offer in terms of my experience. I'm retired, so I've got a bit of time on my hands, and time I want to use constructively. And it seemed to me that supporting a library seemed to be a very constructive thing to be doing. So it's been up and down, but I ended up chairing the FOLK, the Friends of the Library in Knaresborough group. And we're very busy at the moment. We're at the moment collecting volunteer forms. We're arranging the training, as Jill mentioned, and we're trying to keep everyone up to date with the plans for April the 1st. And it's going quite well, but we do need more. And to that end, I will mention Saturday the 4th of February, we have an open Saturday from 10:30 till 1:30 at the library, where we invite anyone locally who can spare 2 hours or more, even if it's less. We don't turn anyone away. Any sort of help that they can give, we will try to accommodate and So Saturday the 4th of Feb, 10:30 to 1:30, come along to the library and find out more and offer your support.
Fantastic. And Roy, clearly you want to do the same in Ripon, get more people involved to keep the library open.
My experience was the same. I attended a meeting that said they were looking for volunteers and foolishly ticked the box that said, would you be prepared to assist with the management of it? And yes. And then, like most people, I didn't step back fast enough when they said volunteers for chair, so that was me. And we're trying to get across to people in Ripon that their library is at risk of being open for very, very reduced hours. It's not been that simple, actually, for us. The public of Ripon don't seem to be as well informed about the status of the library, so we're having to get that message across. And our experience is somewhat less positive than Gareth's. We're generating some interest with people. We're holding open days, coffee mornings, but when we ask them how much time they can give, it's, an hour here, an hour there. If we ask them for commitment, it's getting quite difficult. We've got 30, 35 names, but I suspect that that will reduce once we start talking seriously to people about wanting commitment out of them. So we too are looking for about three times the number of people that we've got at the moment.
We're wanting people, ideally, to commit 2 hours, obviously more if available, but it is a matter of trying to save a service before it disappears, and it's no good people coming along later and saying, I wish I'd done something about it earlier. We need that commitment now.
Without people like Roy and Gareth and all the other people who've made up the committees or the steering groups, this wouldn't be happening, and we do need those people, and it's great that people are putting that commitment into their local library. So yeah, and obviously try to support them as much as possible.
We're all avid readers, obviously, and we're all mad keen on libraries as such. I mean, we have a slightly different view to the librarians, but I think we're fuddy-duddies and think in terms of libraries meaning books. When you go and talk to the library people about the things they do, the number of services that the libraries offer into the community is so broad now, it's very difficult to imagine that you could actually run a place like Ripon without its library being there. And that's what we're kind of frightened of, that that goes away, the heart will be torn out of the community of Ripon.
Knaresborough Library hosts groups like local history groups and computer programming and coding clubs.
Coding clubs.
Art and craft events and all of those sorts of things. Some of them on a weekly basis, some of them on an occasional basis. Homework help, exhibitions. There's a whole lot going on. And for that reason, volunteers can have a whole range of skills and we can almost certainly use them. So don't worry if you're not an avid reader, but you are interested in arts and crafts, we can use you.
There's opportunities for a whole range of people with different skills. And we provide the training. We do that. The staff will be providing the training for the volunteers.
We found people are nervous to some degree about the thought they're going to have to use computers. You know, the mature population doesn't necessarily think in terms of keyboarding everything. But as Gareth says, there's an awful lot of things that could be done that don't involve computers, and an awful lot of very simple tasks that do involve computers. When we talk to people, their first reaction when you say, where would you go for assistance with? Oh, I'd go to the library. I'd go to the library for a bus pass or a blue parking pass. You know, I'd go to get assistance with North Yorkshire County Council services. You say, what would you do if the library closed? Blank silence at that point. So that's the situation that we're desperately trying to avoid.
Yeah, and people don't need great computer skills. It is useful, but basic skills will be sufficient.
We try and explain it. If you can read your email, if you can look at Google, you've probably got enough of technical skills to be able to do, with some tuition and assistance, what you need to do. So we don't think there's any reason to put people off. It's their time that we need.
There's actually a lot in it for the volunteers themselves. There's a lot to be gained, so it's not solely self-sacrifice. So people can gain the benefit of feeling they're contributing to the local community. Some people enjoy the fact that they're in company, that they are working alongside other people. They can learn, obviously, new skills, whether they're IT skills or other non-IT related things. So there's an opportunity for people to spend some time pursuing an interest. So there's a lot to be gained. It's not all self-sacrifice.
Yeah, it can be quite a it's a rewarding thing to do.
And the great thing as well of teams of volunteers is they all have different backgrounds and bring different things to it.
Yeah.
And from your point of view, it's good you've got that advice from people that you wouldn't otherwise have got.
Yeah, we've got people's different experience that we can draw on. For example, you've got people out there who've spent years researching their family history. They're then in a position to help customers that come in and want that sort of support and advice. So, yeah, we welcome other people's skills.
I mean, we are hoping, obviously, in the first instance, to maintain existing services, but that's not the end of the story. We are hoping, as we become more established and familiar with what needs to be done, to be able to respond to public demand and to be able to make use of volunteer skills to set up new services, new groups, depending on what people want. We hope to be able to respond to those if we've got the resources.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully this has inspired a few people to get involved. So Jill, if people would like to get involved in their local library, what's the first place to start?
Really, it's the best place is to contact their local library in their area, whether it's Ripon or Knaresborough or any of the other local libraries, and find out more from there. There is also information on the North Yorkshire website as well under the Library Volunteers section. So northyorks.gov.uk/librayvolunteers, and there's information and descriptions of the role all available on there. And then just, if in any doubt, just send a form in centrally and it will get to the right library, or any inquiries.